What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just best every day. Wakes up all like always. We get right into it. Episode 3 of Back to Basics. Today's topic is balance. 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 When you think of balance, you're not only thinking trying to juggle a lot of things at one time. That's just overtasked. You know, when I talk about balance, balance is work, life, business, family. It's a balance. You can't overwork yourself and then have time for other things. You overwork yourself, it's consequences. And if you balance it out, everything will be okay. You know, just can't have a one-sided life. You know, if you have a business or you have things that you want to do and you're 9 to 5 and you have to balance it out. You have family, you know, you have relationships, friendships. It's a balance. Some of the things that you can really tone to, there's a tone to this, and it's a level to your tones. So the way your tone that you go about your day, the task that you set out to do, don't overwork yourself because you try to multitask multiple people. You can delegate stuff to people. Hey, can you help me with? Hey, you mind assisting me? But I'm good at multitasking. You're not. You're doing multiple tasks and you're not spacing them out throughout the day. Do your day hour by hour. If a task is going to take you 2 hours and you finish a half hour early, guess what? That half hour goes on to the next task. You keep juggling all these tasks. Sometimes you're going to find yourself being overwhelmed. When you in an office setting and you're in a high traffic or high demanding occupation, you have to de-stress yourself before you get stressed. You know, time management and effectively organizing and prioritizing tasks so you can allocate those responsibilities. Spending time with your family and engaging in hobbies and pursuing your own goals outside your 9 to 5. You know, the definition of a work-life balance is defined as maintaining a harmonious relationship between your work and personal life. It involves managing your time and energy to meet both professional and personal commitments while prioritizing self-care and well-being. Self-care is very important in balance. If you're not taking care of yourself and your health, some things can happen. You know, just your health will start to take a downward spiral. You don't want to be burnt out, experiencing physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion due to chronic stress or work-related pressure. Guess what that is? That's burnout. Nobody wants that. The lack of self-care is defined as failing to prioritize self-care activities such as exercise, adequate sleep, and leisure time, resulting in downward physical and mental health. Lack of self-care. Strained relationships. Experiencing difficulties in maintaining healthy relationships with family, friends, and loved ones due to work-related commitments. Yeah, you might make all the money you want to make, but if you're neglecting your health, how are you going to enjoy that money? Yeah, you're working all these hours, but when you go home, your family's not happy. So you got to balance that out. You can't work and then work some more without, you know, balancing in it and taking into account how other people are feeling about what you're doing. And, you know, they bring it to your attention, like, you're doing a lot. All we want time. Your time is the highest commodity that you can ever have, you know. And I get it. I always say, you know, take advantage of the time that you're given. But you taking advantage of the time you were given, and you have to allocate time for everything. The time that you're spending and you're squandering it away, you might watch on TV, or you might just, you know, that time can be used for balance. What can I be doing right now? Am I using my time right now wisely? You don't want to look up and then your significant other is gone because you don't have no time. You have time, but you just choose not to put things in priority, and then things start to fall off. You don't have to wonder why stuff is not working because you're neglecting your personal life. Sacrificing personal relationships, hobbies, and leisure activities due to excessive work demands. You still have to balance that out. Being a workaholic. And those who struggle to practice self-care find themselves at a higher risk for burnout, fatigue, and stress-related health issues. Poor work-life balance can also leave you working more hours, but being less productive. Productive. Yeah, we're going to be professionals, but at the same time, we want to be productive. I'm going to be productive with my time and prioritize. I'm like, okay, it's a priority. I need to make time for this. I need to make time for this. It's not, I need to make time for this so I can make more money. I need to make time for this because X, Y, and Z is bigger than money. Maintain that harmonious relationship between your work and personal life. Manage your time and energy. Definitely. But you don't want things to fall off, because balance is everything. And once you don't have balance, guess what? You're going to fall off. It's like you put your hands out, you walk on a tightrope. And as soon as you put your hands in, guess what happens? You fall. Nobody wants to fall. But you can get back up, but how many times are you going to do that? It's a lot of articles out here that talk about balance, work-life balance. And, you know, I'm, you know, coming from the business world, and I know business is business. You grind. And when you're on the street, you don't want to let up. But you grind so ahead of time, you be so ahead, then now you have time to allocate and do different things. You have time to chill out and relax and spend time with family and go on vacations, staycations, or, you know, learn something new, learn something different, and do different things. Go out, have fun, go on dates, you know? Don't neglect things that's the simplest joys in life is time. And once time is up, that's it. It's what you do between the beginning of your dash and in the middle. You're making that long stretch, making that legacy. Creating balance is good for your soul, and it's good for your mind too. Once you have balance, more ideas start to come, and you can be more appreciative of things that, you know, you're well deserving of. But it has also holds weight where you can visually see where you're going. But if you don't have balance, and you it's like a diet. You can eat a salad one day, then the next day you just eating like mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, potato chips, all the junk food. And then it's like, well, I deserve. I'm like, no, you don't need all that. Why are you eating that? That's a hell of a cheat day you got there, buddy. what's going on? I thought you wanted to, you know, get healthy, eat right. Is this eating right? Hold yourself accountable to your balance. But that's for another time. But I already went on too long. But I might do a part two to balance. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G Chef, and I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Balance your life, work life, grind life, all of it. And I'm going to see y'all in the next one. You have a great one.